And welcome, ladies and gentlemen. This is the story behind the story. This is your host, Dr. H. Ruat, and you want to talk about cutting things close, ladies and gentlemen. My golly, we're just going through quite a snowstorm here where I'm at, and you know, as luck would have it, you're driving to get home to get to your computer, and there's about five or six cars off the road and ambulances and all that fun stuff. So you get home at right at 5:15 to, and the darn computer won't work. So we're having fun today. It's a good snowy, beautiful day out here in Utah and northern Idaho. But we are here and we're ready and raring to go. I'm so excited, ladies and gentlemen, to announce my special guest today. Dr. Mike Castle is with us. I'll let Doc explain his bona fides, and I'll let him just say what he would like to do about that. Dr. Mike, are you on the phone?
Yes, I am. Good morning to you, Dr. Ott.
Well, I'm so turned around today, Dr. Castle. I don't know which way's which. So it's
well. Now, I don't mean to speak to the choir, but or preach to it, but you know what that is. That is that oscillating wave. That's exactly what it is. It's designed to, in fact, instill.
I see.
All you got to do is focus on something like that's in your hand. Just focus on something that's in your hand, and it will, in fact, actually neutralize that particular oscillating waveform. And
it does work.
It does work. I carry a quartz crystal with me, and when I get into those, I just start taking my thumbnail and generating a little piezoelectric, you know, if that's what the form is. But I can't call it magic because I don't really believe in that particular entity.
No.
I do believe in something called the generation of orgone energy. And it, if magic was by another name, it would be that, orgone. But see, that's God's energy. It's the reproductive energy. They fear that. They can't stand that.
And we're going to talk about who they are, ladies and gentlemen. You bet. Yes, indeed. We're going to talk about the hidden things of the earth today. My special guest, Dr. Mike Castle, will help us make sense of this hidden energy field, ladies and gentlemen, that does indeed surround the earth. We've got so many fun things to talk about in the next 2 hours. Dr. Mike, I have to tell you, I've been on the road since 3:30 this morning. I hope I can stay awake and not get too jolted. But you know, it's fun to get up and travel. But doggone it, sometimes you know you want to get in shape and get here in time to prepare for your guest. I know there's so many things we're going to need to talk about, and I'm hopeful that you'll be willing to be my guest on a number of other shows.
Certainly.
Again, thank you so very much for coming on today. So, a doctor, what's your credentials? Let's explain to the listeners who Dr. Mike Castle is.
Okay, I'm first of all, I'm a devout follower of the Lord Jesus Christ.
That's very good. Very good. Sorry to cut you off. I was timing there is everything. We got to take a break.
Sure.
We'll be back right after these messages, ladies and gentlemen. Don't go away. This is the story behind the story. There's no easy way out. Giving in can't be wrong.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! Huh. For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Men, are you thinking about the health of your prostate? Recently, New Vitality Health Products gave away thousands of free bottles of the supplement Beta Prostate. Due to incredible demand, they're giving away more free bottles of Beta Prostate to any new customers who call now. Beta Prostate is packed with plant sterols that support your prostate health. Remember, your prostate affects urine flow, sleeping habits, intimacy, and overall quality of life. Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules in order to get the same natural plant sterols as one Beta Prostate. And if you haven't tried Beta Prostate yet, you can call right now for a free bottle. You only pay shipping and handling. Call 1-800-790-6293. This offer is limited to one free bottle per household. Give your body nutrition that targets the prostate. Call now and try Beta Prostate for free. Call 1-800-790-6293. And be sure to click on our banner at www.republicbroadcasting.org.
And welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. This is the Story Behind the Story, and yes, indeed, the doctor is in the house. Dr. Mike Castle is my special guest today, and I'm your host, Dr. A. Truat. Dr. Castle, again, I'm sorry to interrupt. You were explaining your credentials, and the first and foremost, of course, is the best credential of all, disciple of Jesus Christ. Go ahead. I'm sorry for the interruption.
Okay, I'll try to fast forward because the bio actually starts beginning about 1997. Mm-hmm. I was a polymer chemist, worked in the field of rubber to metal bonding agents, or rubber to plastic, and rubber to just about anything, polymers. And went into the field of coatings technology, and I have formulated as a chemist everything from fingernail polish to powder coating. So, and lots of things in between with a good stiff knowledge of chemistry, if you will. But then I started focusing on the toxicity. I mean, I spent 30 years of my life formulating things that contained somewhat of a benzene ring, something based on petroleum. What a wasted career.
No, nothing is wasted. You learned the bad things.
I learned so much. And I learned the toxicity of just benzene very, very well. In 97, 98, I'm a pilot. I become a registered instrument-rated pilot on my own. I was in the U.S. Coast Guard back in the Vietnam War, 1967. Actually, my field trip, in fact, my senior trip was to the U.S. Coast Guard Training Center in Cape May, New Jersey.
Wow.
I turned 18 in boot camp. So, but anyway, I fast-forward back up to the present. 99, I started, in fact, investigating these things, and I heard a gentleman by the name of Will Thomas on the Art Bell Show talking about something that he was calling chemtrails. I'm thinking, wait a minute. This fits perfectly because there's no patterns, there's nothing to script, they're not flying Victor Airways. They come up and make a left-hand turn at about 30, 40,000 feet. Highly trafficked area. But then there was formations that were even higher than that. Well, this was bizarre, to say the least. Well, that I entered the realm of investigating because I had opened up my own company as an environmental consultant. Uh-huh. And then, in fact, through credentialing, I'm a certified environmental risk auditor with a national credential. I've done this now for over 20 years. But in that context of the toxicity, I started looking at, chemtrails. What's in these? I found out that there was things in there that just, in fact, were unspeakable after I got over my outrage of these being in the air, but they were being released into the air.
Let me interrupt you right now. Right with this. How did you measure these? How did you find out what exactly they were made of? I'm curious as to see how you actually.
I looked at their patents.
Oh, whose patents?
Well, just take one for instance that's easily accessible is Hughes Aircraft Corporation,
really?
Held in California, and they had something called. They were based on refractory agents, and in fact, these in fact contained various compounds and components that in fact had radioactive residues.
Wow.
And they were using these in fact to deflect or, let's just call it deflect, low emissivity wavelength infrared back into outer space so it in fact would mitigate global warming. And that's my first exposure to this massive scam that was called global warming.
Okay, so
they were
so,
using it to mitigate. So, but anyways, that
so,
just the past, in fact, describe all of these things that were in most of these that we had knowledge of at that time. And by the way, I've got a number of U.S. patents, so I was fairly skilled. See, you're right. I didn't waste anything. I was skilled in being able to run through there and strip out the technical specificity of just what they were putting in these, irregardless of why they were putting them in there.
Okay, so you're saying there's actually two levels of chemtrails. There's a lower atmospheric one and then a higher one. Is that what I'm hearing you're saying?
Okay, yeah. Okay. That's a good split, but there's even more than that. Now, I wrote a paper, Dr. Ott, in 2003, and I called this paper The Methodic Demise of Natural Earth.
Wow.
Now, that went around the globe, excuse me, by itself, with people like Shoshana Allison and Robert Ghostwolf putting it on their website and just distributing it to anybody that would, in fact, even want to look at it. So it became something of a global, if you will, sensation in the annals of chemtrails. But then I find out that this is going on over in the UK. This is going on down in Australia. This is going on in every sector of the earth by the same entity, federally approved contractors, global, and at the same time, our own military and other military operations like the Soviet Union. Well, what was left of the Soviet Union. All of these things culminated in this paper I called The Methodic Demise of Natural Earth. Now,
wow.
That was in 2003.
Wow.
So you fast forward to the same period, I wrote a proposed draft law. I called this the Unified Atmospheric Preservation Act. That was updated into 2008. And that, in fact, is the only document written that specifically will halt any release or spraying of any chemical, any element into our breathable air column. And it has got international attention, but the United Nations and NATO, they don't want to hear this. They don't want somebody to come out of the woodwork and tell us that we want a law to protect our breathable air. That's where we're at today. And I just sent Glenn Beck a copy of that, the Unified Atmospheric Preservation Act, because he's going to have Lord Monckton on tomorrow on his show, not doing a plug for Glenn Beck, but there is hope. I know he's a Mormon, but there is hope here that he can continue to get this out. If we can just get something in front of the public, the majority of the public right now are watching that thing, However, if we can just get that information to crack some way, I believe we've got a chance of stopping this travesty that is occurring on this planet.
Okay, so let's back up. Well, you gave us a lot of information.
Well, I told you it was fast forward.
we're gonna dissect everything that you said in the first segment. Okay, you had the methodic demise of planet Earth. How exactly are these chemtrails affecting the planet itself?
Well, it's actually the methodic demise of natural Earth.
Okay.
There is a distinction between planet and natural. There's many planets, we now know, around many other stars and many other systems. We know all this. We don't need to be told that. However, in this case, the natural Earth is very unique and very definitive in that it doesn't take much to change the balance of the energy forms that are on this Earth that are natural. It's waveform. It's scalar waveform, and it is orgone. These are the things that keeps everything working the way it was designed by the majestic creator,
God Almighty,
whomever you might define him as by his name. We know who we're speaking of. This is the God that, in fact, created us all and everything. That energy form is being depleted. The natural energy form is slowly passing away right before our eyes. But it's also helped by and assisted by poisoning the air we breathe, the waters we drink, and the soils that, in fact, that we grow our foods in. We can't live without food, nor can we live without water. Those are used to systemically poison everything.
Okay, so the chemtrails in your estimation, does that have a direct correlation with depletion of this energy field?
Absolutely, it has a depletion of the energy field in one way that I can in fact describe to you, and I think I mentioned this before. There's a little microbe. Just take it down to the smallest form that you can possibly wrap your mind around. This little, by the way, it is a wraparound. It's a little wraparound fungi called Endomycorrhizia. I talk about that little microbe in my paper, The Methodic Demise. So this little fungal form, in fact, is the only method, the only natural method that most plants, let's go define them some other time, most plants, including the ones that, in fact, are in the vegetables and the produce and the things we get foods from, the only way it can transmute minerals that are in the soil and nutrients is through this little fungal form into the feeder tendril roots of the plants and the vegetables that we, in fact, are growing for food.
Correct. Now, okay.
Or trees, that give off oxygen. They do this all the time. From a standpoint, I mean, we never recognize that, but that is the abundance of the oxygen comes from the trees. Well, this little fungal form, in fact, has dutifully, in fact, given the task of giving all trees mineral nutrients and all plants mineral nutrients, that little microbe. There's the British back in 1999, I believe, had a report, and I found it in 2001, that in fact talked specifically about this little microbe and the lethality of aluminum and barium salts. Aha! It kills
To that fungus. It kills it. Oh, my goodness. We're going to have a good time, I can tell, because I've got a list of questions already forming in my mind. You're filling in some gaps for me. I'm sure a lot of listeners are stunned. We're going to explain, ladies and gentlemen, what this is all about when we come back. This is the story behind the story. My special guest, Dr. Mike Castle, will be right back.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month.
Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Is your child disrespectful, defiant, or obnoxious? Does everything turn into an argument with your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman. I'll help you turn your child's behavior around right now with the Total Transformation.
After the Total Transformation, there's no more arguing, no more lecturing, no more back-talking. Now when I ask him to do something, he does it.
We've learned verbiage from the Total Transformation Program, and it's almost like magic. If you say those words, they stop arguing.
Defiance, back-talking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. The Total Transformation will help you solve even the worst behavior problems. I guarantee your child will listen to you again, and you get peace and sanity back in your home.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-656-4806. 1-800-656-4806. Call now. 1-800-656-4806.
Attention, an important product from hempusa.org, microplant powder, will change your life by removing all types of positive toxins, such as heavy metals, parasites, bacteria, viruses, and fungus from the digestive tract and stomach wall so you can absorb nutrients. Microplant powder is 89% silica and packed with a negative charge that attracts positive toxins from the blood, organs, spine, and brain. This product has the ability to rebuild cartilage and bone, which allows synovial fluid to return to the joints. Silica is a precursor to calcium, meaning the body turns silica into calcium and is great for the heart. There is no better time than now to have microplant powder on your shelf or in your storage shelter. And with an unlimited shelf life, you can store it anywhere. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. It's a great way to change your life. So call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Starry, starry night, paint your palette blue and gray.
And welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. This is the story behind the story. The story, ladies and gentlemen, is, you know, what are these things that are up in the upper atmosphere that just seem to stay there, these lines? They're called chemtrails. What's the true scoop on these, ladies and gentlemen? Well, I believe my guest today has at least the basic answers, and we'll leave you to make your own conclusions on that. Welcome, please, my guest back to the story behind the story, Ms. Dr. Mike Castle. Okay, Dr. Castle, we've kind of reviewed that, we have this basic primal, I guess is the best way to just call it, a fungi, that is really responsible for breaking down all the nutrients. The humic and folic acids are a part of that, I'm sure. But researchers coming out of the UK, as you've just said, has shown that these primal fungus don't do well in the presence of aluminum and barium. And as you know, ladies and gentlemen, or you should know, that's really what is in primarily in these chemtrails. It's aluminum structures and barium. Go ahead. What a wonderful, incredible story behind the story, Dr. Castle. Continue, please.
Okay. Thank you, Dr. Ott. The thing about the aluminum and barium, there's nothing that limits the type of toxicity that all microbial life forms and up have experienced. These, in fact, are systemic because they kill off the only filter that could possibly stop these from being picked up in the vegetables or the produce or the fruits or the foods. So they become embedded in the things that we're going to eat. Now, that, in fact, is the second level of poisoning, barium poisoning, aluminum poisoning. Just pick one. Cadmium. I mean, there's been just virtually, including gallium, every element that in fact is known in the certain groups of the of chemistry as we know it today, elemental and otherwise, are found in these things that they spray in the atmosphere. But remind yourself, who's doing this? And why are they doing this? Okay, you need to do a real good fast forward on the fact that they are doing it. It's been on TV. History Channel's had many things on weather modification and hurricanes. Oh, we can steer them away. Oh, we can do this. The question is, you're going to do what? you're in fact going to spray virtually the entire length and breadth of Australia to create just an insidious drought for years and years and years? Yes, because they put potassium dibromide as a drying desiccant agent in the chemtrails that they spray there on a continuous basis. And they have for so long. They've done the same thing by creating the drought starting in the early 90s down in Texas, drove out virtually thousands, tens of thousands of farmers representing millions of acres of independent farmland. They're gone. But I found out being... doing what I do, just by looking at local records that were available online back then, that in that period that I was researching this, I found out that they were able to purchase this land, sold at auctions by the local sheriff's office at stressed property sales for virtually pennies on the dollar of their value, and they were all purchased by international global food conglomerates. And the only thing that they raise, they grow, are genetically mutated crops. Now, does it seem like, see, I'm a disbeliever in even the word coincidence. All of this was fabricated for the sake of money and control, because GMO, in fact, is controlling your gene pool that you have in you is being, on a routine basis, very systematically cleaved and altered just by the ingestion of GMO foods. And it affects every organ of the body. So anyway, that's kind of a tangent. But these are all these things that are in play. Weather modification, weather mesocyclonic aberration, because these are aberrant. I mean, you got tornadoes so far north. Natural Coriolis forces would never do such a thing, would they? Are you still there, True?
Yes, I am. I had a sneeze. I'm sorry. I apologize. Oh, golly. You know, I look back at my files on the chemtrail subject. When I was working on the original story behind the story, which originated out of KSUB Radio in southern Utah, my colleague and I did some research on the chemtrails back in the late 90s. We had a gentleman that came on as a guest, a Major Ed Dames. I don't know if you know this gentleman.
I know who you're talking about, yes.
Yes, you know, he refused to discuss and divulge what he knew about the chemtrails on the air. He told us off the air that this was indeed a covert project at the highest levels of the international cartel. He told us on the air, on the record, he said, quote, "If I told you what I know publicly, I would go straight to Fort Leavenworth. I would not pass go. I would not collect $100. And pressing him, he basically said, well, this is the final scene, the final act of a very desperate government against it. We'll get your comments on this right after these messages.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. Doctors who have tried Heart and Body Extract with their patients are thrilled with the results as well. Here's what Dr. Goodman has to say about his experience with the product.
If you notice that most times you hear these drug ads on TV, they have a list of possible side effects. I find that if you're going to take something that is, you're trading one problem for five or six other problems, that to me doesn't make sense. You're using something that is natural, that is absorbed into the body, particularly because it's in a liquid form, I think is the best way to go.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
And welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Yes, indeed, this is the story behind the story, with my very special guest, Dr. Mike Castle. Dr. Castle, golly, yeah, I was stunned by Ed Dame's revelations because up until that point, I got to be honest with you, I thought this was just a bunch of vapor up there. I didn't think there was anything to it. Major Ed Dame's told us otherwise, and I think to a large degree he was very credible. Just the fact that he would not divulge and on the record, on the air, discuss this subject raised a lot of questions in my mind as well. So, yeah, ladies and gentlemen, it appears to be just what Ed Dames had said, that this is, quote, the final desperate act of a government to control its people. Your comments, Dr. Castle.
Well, first of all, it's the use of the word government that always bothers me. Mm-hmm. I would rather call them gooberment, because that's what they are. They're parasitic. And
yes.
They can't survive otherwise. So I really, in fact, now, if I can remark on Ed Dames, I know of what he said. I used to listen to him back in that period, back in the late 90s and early 2000s. I stopped the day that I heard him tell Art Bell that he was going to remote view Satan.
Ha! Yeah, I hear you.
That's the last time I listened to the words coming from that man's mouth. Because I knew exactly then what remote viewing was and still is.
Right.
And there's other people that are floating around out there that are They've got a sword that they're saying they're fighting something, and it's for our benefit. Well, quite frankly, I know those people have went forward in remote view and looked back, and that's the pathway that is used. That is a very, very real thing, Dr. Ott, as you know.
Right.
Now, you don't have to become a believer in any of the occult properties of any of that stuff, because is it a cult? Well, yeah, but just look what a cult defined is. As it's before you, it's something that tends to view things from a dark side. I want nothing to do with that. And in fact, I keep myself away from that, but I look at things that in fact that might be able to defend myself against this, which I know now are my enemy. I now know who they are.
Very good, very good. Yes,
it's a fast forward, but I think you understand what I'm trying to say. You know,
absolutely, absolutely. We had also during this time frame, we had a series of very incredible. I deemed them incredible interviews with a guy named David Morehouse. Wrote a book at that time called Psychic Warrior, and Morehouse at the time came in to see us. He flew into Las Vegas and drove up to our southern Utah town and. Appeared was literally on studio, okay, and he did this for a full week section, and then of course after the 3-hour show he had private audiences with many of our listeners, and Morehouse's story is phenomenal. A strong devout LDS Mormon, a gentleman who went into the ROTC at a young age and then had in a training accident, had a live round hit him on in the helmet, and it knocked him unconscious. Did I wouldn't call it damage. It just rearranged his brain waves a little bit, and lo and behold, he found he had access to the unseen world of the spirit. I mean, let's call it what I think it really is. He could see. Disembodied entities basically all around, and thinking he was crazy, he went to his military psychiatrist. They did a series of tests, and they didn't brand him as crazy, Dr. Castle. They put him into a special unit, the 1st Earth Battalion, the Remote Viewing Corps, okay? And his story is amazing about what went on over in the Middle East, what he viewed and what he saw over there. And, you know, privately, again, there's certain things he wouldn't talk about on the air, and I can understand why. But he had a real falling out with the group of, you know, Stubblebean and the boys, the 1st Earth Battalion. And ladies and gentlemen, on November 6th, this movie will be premiering called The Men Who Stare at Goats. And I really recommend, if you want to see something amazing, see that movie. But before you do, I would recommend that you order John Ronson's book of the same name, The Men Who Stare at Goats. Read that, then go see the movie, and then read the book again and see if they have done justice to it, okay? It's an amazing story. There's no doubt in my mind that Mr. Morehouse had a gift or a curse, depending on how you want to look at it. After meeting with us, I got to tell you, this guy is in tip-top physical shape, Dr. Mike. He went down to the airport in Vegas. He traveled very light, just had a little satchel, and was kind of running to catch his plane at the gate. And lo and behold, a gentleman in a suit bumped up against him, he said. Immediately started to feel very strange after that incident. And then at the gate, he collapsed with a major coronary heart attack. Because he was in such great shape, it didn't kill him, but it should have. And, you know, we know now that there's CIA has a special agent called sodium morphate. You're a chemist. You know, sodium morphate is like apple pie. It smells and tastes like apple pie, I'm told, but it immediately causes a massive constriction of the blood vessels around the heart and cause a major heart attack, and there's no trace of it in an autopsy. So, yeah, after that incident, I got to tell you, Mr. Morehouse shut his mouth, closed his lips, and went on his own merry way. I haven't had any contact with him since. But
well, see, one thing I've practiced, and I know you also do, so does Alex Jones, so does Deagle, so does everyone, we practice trying to stay just under the radar as much as possible until we are able to get out of our mouths exactly what certain individuals need to hear, whether it's here in the U.S. or globally. I've talked everywhere, and lots of people have heard my voice, but I've always stayed under the radar as much as possible because they sent almost a whole brigade, I think, of PSYOPs back in 1999, 2000 after me, and it did, in fact, they plucked away my wife of 31 years. You know, the guy, he was getting ready to marry my daughter, but this was a PSYOP. This was one of those individuals. They were in the U.S. Air Force, and now they were in private employment through a very large corporation, NCR, by the way. So all of this, in fact, figuratively figures into popping up above the radar. Well, anyways, I dusted myself off, got up, and with the help of individuals like Lori Kramer, Kim Dolly, Clifford Carnicom, a number of us. Well, I would say Will Thomas, but for some reason, Will Thomas just kind of fell off the wagon. For some reason, I am not certain why, but nonetheless, even though I have a lot of gratitude because he's the one that actually opened this up for public discussion, if you will, outside of the threats that, in fact, are made to anybody that dare discusses this. I mean, the FCC had a blacklist order on the discussion of anything that had to do with chemtrails, and we have the documents that show that. But anyways, those people are embedded. They've been here a long time, and they are still at it. So we just stay down below the radar. But there's just so many things, Dr. Ott, that just defy your imagination. How could they do all this stuff? How could they just... So I've just decided, for my own saneness, if you will, I just call them killer beings. They are. They're killer yes. beings. And, yes. and I believe I have designs on who exactly that may be. Actually, they're sinbreds, instead of hybrids or hybrids, they're sinbreds. You can spell that S-Y-N or S-I-N. Take your choice. I think S-I-N fits more appropriately because they, in fact, are in our midst. They're everywhere, and they are they. They, in fact, are almost all of Gov, the ones that are still surviving, that are real humans. They're going to be forced out because it's almost like one of those movies. Just as soon as they pick up on your intent, you're not with them, you're gone. They will do something to eradicate you, even your mere existence, and they are all there. Yes, I know, people, it's something that you just don't want to hear, but listen, we've looked at this, not only myself, but so many other unique individuals have looked at this globally. And we are saying the same thing. We have been under attack for a long time. They're starting to cash in for their marbles. They, in fact, the big blue marble is in your midst. This is that final chapter. This, all that's going on is the great deception, Dr. Ott. It is the great deception. I refuse to call that man who says, in fact, was elected to the president of this United States. I refuse to use his name because that is also a synthetic name.
Yes,
indeed. If his name is Barry Satoros, then so be it. Whoever that being really is, that is a masterful player in this great deception. His puppet master is Zbigniew Brzezinski of many.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. You know, my good friend and guest who was on the show yesterday, Don Nikoloff, is we did.
I heard that. I my jaw dropped. I don't know how many times.
Well, you know, we really
didn't talk.
We didn't even tread on this ground, but you brought the subject up, and Don is an incredible individual and an intuitive gentleman. Who I trust explicitly with his honor and integrity level, and he tells me that when he began researching and completely vetting this Barry Satoru, the things that came out. First of all, let me just I wish he was here to maybe he'll call in. I don't know. Maybe he's listening. Hope so. But I don't want to steal his research in thunder, but let me just tell you what he's uncovered. He began to look at this Dunham family, okay, the name, and found out that this individual, Stanley Dunham, is really not anything but a CIA structure, okay? Mm-hmm. The thing that that crops out is it doesn't matter what comes out of this Hawaii debacle with this birth certificate that has been manufactured. It's been completely shown to be a Photoshop creation, ladies and gentlemen. First off, that's the first thing that's legal, has a legal problem. But you see, there is no certificate of live birth that can be verified. Think about it.
Right, and talking to the people. Now, people, put a rock on what he just said, because that's called the truth. No matter how else it's going to be spun, no matter how much it will be ignored, you just heard the truth. My question is, does it make a difference to you?
Well, yes, to me it does. And it goes back. It goes back to this this covert genome project that was again being conducted in a jungle laboratory in New Zealand, ladies and gentlemen. Yes, indeed, by one Michael Rockefeller. Okay, the story behind the story is just so phenomenal. It's the truth, but who is going to believe it? Okay, it's so incredible. It would appear that this creature. This individual without a certificate of live birth was a cloned individual from a series of I'm going to just lay this out here for you to consider. Egyptian DNA that was brought out from some royal tombs of Egypt, blended into with the Rockefeller bloodline, ladies and gentlemen. Yes, the gene structure of one Michael Rockefeller. We're going to talk about this in depth and go into, again, the energy field of the Earth, which is all important right now.
Just to add to that, Dr. Ott, that's one thing that I heard Sheriff Mack say on the radio here a couple weeks ago. He said, ladies and gentlemen, he said, the land has been entered by the spirit of the Pharaoh. There you go.
Yes, indeed. You go back into the actual, I forget the exact name of the specific pharaoh, but the death mask, ladies and gentlemen, has been recreated by artisans and put into a three-dimensional cast or a sculpture, and it is
the same.
Barry Satoru, absolute, no doubt about it, spitting image. And ditto with Michelle, by the way, his wife. She's a spinning image of another goddess pharaoh. So I mean, this is all important for their end game. There's no doubt about it. When you understand the Illuminati structure and their origins out of the mystery schools of Egypt, ladies and gentlemen, you understand what this is really all about. And it really is not as far-fetched as you think, far from it. It's the only thing that does make sense, okay? And so we have these people out here kind of running interference. We have Lord Monckton, who, by the way, is a high-level officer of the Sovereign Military Order of Malta, ladies and gentlemen, the SMOM. If you think he's got the best interests of America at heart, you better think again. I vetted him, by the way. And also, you have attorneys that say that they're going to expose Satoru with his birth certificate, Orly Tates and others. They're just running interference. Nothing substantive will ever come of it.
Exactly.
We've got to take a break. Unfortunately, again, we'll come back with the story behind the story. I'm your host, Dr. H. Ruat, with my special guest, Dr. Mike Castle. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Is credit card debt stressing you out? If you're serious about regaining control of your finances, Big Solutions, the country's leading nonprofit debt management and consumer credit counseling service, can get you back on track. Whether you're behind with your payments or just frustrated with balances that never seem to go down, BSI can help you. Creditors have given Big Solutions very special repayment arrangements to help you get out of debt. These include lowering interest rates by 50% or more, bringing past due accounts current, and stopping harassing collections calls. BSI's team of certified financial counselors can consolidate all your credit card bills into one low monthly payment.
I chose BSI because they never asked for high fees I couldn't afford, and my creditors told me that Big Solutions had a great reputation.
Call the debt specialist at Big Solutions right now at 1-800-497-7722 to receive more information. BSI works with your lenders, but more importantly, Big Solutions works for you. Take control of your finances. Call 1-800-497-7722.
Utopia Silver believes it is your God-given and constitutionally protected right to make your own health care decisions however you choose. You have a right to truthful information about natural alternatives for healing and preventing illness. We don't sell drugs or tell you just to ask your doctor about expensive medications that only manage disease symptoms and have side effects that lead to still more medications in an endless spiral. Instead, we provide you with honest information and quality products so you don't have to depend on drugs. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, but we also make and distribute some of the best colloidal silver, colloidal gold, and other top-notch supplements available anywhere. Take charge of your health and support our health freedom battles by visiting us at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIASILVER.com, or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338. This is Ben Taylor, and you will be appreciated in Utopia.
And welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Yes, indeed, this is the story behind the story. Today, my special guest is Dr. Mike Castle. You know, Dr. Castle, we were talking about my guest yesterday, Don Nikoloff, and lo and behold, he is on the line. And so we just want to, I want to defer to him to explain really what he found out about this subject of the non-existent certificate of live birth. Don, thanks so much for calling in and getting on the line.
My pleasure. Well, I heard you beckon me, so I figured I better call. And I'm really enjoying listening to Dr. Castle as well.
Thank you.
Fabulous information.
So again, I apologize for stealing some of your thunder there. I wanted to have you back on and talk about this, but you know, it's important to hear it from your mouth and the research you've done. If you don't mind, and Dr. Castle, if you have any questions, jump on in.
No, fire away.
Well, let me, if I may, preface my comments in that regard to something that Dr. Castle said when he was talking about the dark side. And my views on remote viewing are that it is a programmed system. It is using technology and using methodology to try to replicate the results one gets when they have an intuitive gift from the Creator. There is a difference, and it has its drawbacks, and it's certainly used for dark purposes. As an intuitive, I am not a remote viewer. I have been on shows as a guest where people have introduced me as a remote viewer, and I've told them, no, I do not have a programmer. I do not use a blank sheet of paper. I'm not given coordinates. I'm not looking for anything but the truth.
Good.
And if I do any time travel, it's that the truth is always there, and all you have to do is see it. It's as simple as that. So
right.
Maybe you will concur with my feelings about that. Because,
I certainly do.
Okay. What would you like me to say about the usurper, the long-legged Mac Daddy?
True. Well, I guess tell him about the New Zealand project and what you uncovered. That he is really in your research, the genetic offspring of.
Well, that would be Indonesia, actually. In the beginning, when I first heard Barack Obama's name, it was something that pecked at the back of my mind. I didn't really pay attention. I would hear Oprah Winfrey bring the name up. I would hear it mentioned occasionally on a news item on the mainstream media. And I had no interest in him until he announced his candidacy for the presidency of the United States. And I had already done the background genealogy on John McCain, a.k.a. John Sidney McCain III. And I had directly traced his lineage to Prince Albert Edward, who became Edward VII, the King of England. Now, that's how it worked out. It's not something that I was influenced by following the LDS website, FamilySearch.org, or any other genealogical or biographical description of his roots. What I found was a conspiracy to create this fictitious family that was inserted into the Office of Naval Intelligence, and there were three generations. So that background work had already been done on McCann, and Don Harkins, the late Don Harkins, the publisher editor of the Idaho Observer, asked me to do that research, and I said, well, it's already done. I guess I was already picking up on the fact that he would ask me to write an article. Second was Obama. And
Don, we got to take a break at the top of the hour. I'm sorry to interrupt you. We'll be coming right back. Hold that thought. We're coming right back after these messages.
With recent internet.